On the big time. John Party's here.
You need that.
Yeah, hey. You got the mic?
I got the mic.
I know. How are you?
I'm good.
Good. I thought you were reading your own notes on you. That's really embarrassing.
See what's going on here.
But what's really funny is that I wasn't going to use these, and now I feel like I have to.
I was just going to say, you know, Dirt in My Boots about to go platinum. I'm just going to put that on there.
It's platinum?
Not yet. But
well, it's going to get there. We'll say it is, and it'll happen.
Yeah,
isn't
right?
that that positive thinking?
You got to do it.
Yeah, it is now triple platinum.
Yes, and right. I got a funny thing about saying stuff like that, okay. writing it down. That I can tell you off record. I can't tell you now.
But you know what? I believe you.
Okay.
Because I understand.
All right. Well, I'm going to tell you about it because okay. it's true. But I can't tell you on air.
Okay. All right. Party on the Dance Floor. I have to tell you my
favorite. Party on the Dance Floor. Heartache.
My heartache. Favorite song
on
the album.
On the Dance Floor.
What did I say?
You said Party on the Dance
because
Floor.
Because I've seen you on the
party
dance
Party on the
floor.
Dance Floor. Party on the Dance Floor.
Heartache on the Dance Floor was and still is my favorite song off the album.
Well, thank you. It's a new single.
I know. I'm so excited about
I'm
it.
I'm excited for it,
like,
too.
Like, when it got released, I'm such an idiot. Like, I tweeted or Facebook, like, who called that? Like, you know, I took all sorts of credit. Like,
she
I
did.
Was the one. I did, right? I was really obnoxious about it.
Well, you can be obnoxious.
Okay,
I'm
good.
Excited.
That also triple platinum, Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Triple platinum, Heartache on the Dance Floor. All right, I love it.
Why
positive
not?
Thinking.
So, you've played Stagecoach before.
Yes.
To 2014.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even look at my notes on that one.
Pro.
I think I have a picture of us together.
Probably had a red shirt on.
Yes. I think you had a red shirt. I don't remember what I was wearing. You remember what you were wearing?
Yeah, because I was like, I had that red shirt in the bus. I was like, should I?
You should.
I like this shirt.
And you did. I like that shirt too.
It's more like Stagecoachy.
The short Desert-y. Sleeves are very hip, yes?
Yeah.
I don't know what hip is these days.
I don't either. Just say it's hip. The triple platinum I think, shirt.
I mean,
the John Party's wearing.
Country music singers looking like EDM stars are hip. I mean, it's like,
true.
You know, I do this country music thing during the day, but at night, I DJ EDM. EDM.
Yeah, is someone doing that? I don't. Obviously, y'all, I don't get out enough.
Like we knew you're trying to lay down in Vegas at the pool, and all you hear is. Boom, 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 boom. Who dances to this kind of music?
You know what, though, John? I have to tell you, the very first time I came to Stagecoach Music Festival, it was before, it was even pre-Coachella.
Mm.
I can't remember what it was called right now. It went on until 6 o'clock in the morning,
oh.
and it was all electronic dance music. All of it.
Oh, yeah. They and, go all night.
Yeah. And at 6 a.m., the DJ, his name is Paul Oakenfold, played a song called Lovin' You, Minnie Riperton, a song from like 1976. Like, right as the sun broke over the mountains, and I was just like, "Oh!" It was really amazing.
Well,
I'm just saying,
I'm, you know, DJ Party, that's my EDM. Yeah, I do EDM too.
Do you use a Y?
I
use a Y?
Fit in. I gotta fit in on DJ Party.
Dang, I had no idea.
Mm-hmm.
All right,
I can DJ pretty good.
Where are you gonna spend the night then, man? I gotta show up.
I'm not working tonight.
Oh, take it off.
Taking it off.
Too hard. What time do you play here tonight?
6:05.
So, all right. So you got full sun. You got some,
yeah, it's gonna be very bright on stage.
You got some. You need to borrow my cool shades.
I might borrow your cool shades.
The thing is, they offer no protection. They're fashion only.
Yeah,
fashion only.
Yeah.
Well, the guys are going to Maui Gym, and I told them to grab me a pair of sunglasses.
Maui Gyms.
So
Stagecoach Jack Ingram 8 years ago, 6 years ago, 8 years ago, Jack Ingram gave you know Jack.
Mm-hmm.
He gave these to me. They're one of my most treasured items.
Awesome.
I still have them. They last forever. The Maui Gyms. Big fan.
Well, hopefully the band gives me something, but the band is really good at not including me in things.
Aww.
Like
that. See,
but including my name, like, yeah, we play for John Party. Give me something free.
Handout. Yes.
They love free. They're vultures. They're called vultures. Anything they can get their beaks on.
I have two bottles of vodka in here that I'm happy to give you one of
vodka.
Them. Yeah, I'm happy to give you one of them. And you could just, like,
I'm
wave it.
I got good. I got.
You're taking care of?
I thought
I smelled them when you came in.
That's not water.
I just, you know, I wanted to give you something of your own and not your band's.
Yeah.
So these puppies that you were, the bulldog
yes.
puppies, are they yours?
They're my mom's.
Okay, Dana's
they're
like
for
in
sale.
Love.
I
so
was talking.
I in love, but you know, I got three as it is.
Yeah, she wanted to give me one, and I wanted the one that looks like my guitar player Terry is a Fu Manchu. But they're such a pain in the butt, and they need a lot of attention. And I got two great dogs, so I'm like,
I know you do.
Whatever, I don't need a bulldog. But the little puppies were so cute.
Pretty dang cute.
They were so cute. And they're just like,
run around the little maze.
Yeah. Well, the maze is for to get make them walk because you put them in the middle and they can't turn, so they got to stand up and they got to go forward or backwards.
I had no idea.
Yeah, I didn't know. My mom, she's like, she is working with a breeder that has bred before.
Right.
So she kind of gets tips, and it's so funny to put him in this little maze and watch him walk, but it's really cute.
That is, all
they're
right,
just like little footballs that
I
breathe.
I know. Stop. I want them all now. Yeah, you do have two great dogs. One of them bit Mike, who used to work for us.
Cowboy. Cowboy's all business.
Doesn't mess around.
He does not mess around.
Cowboy's like, no, sit down. Like, it didn't break his skin, but Cowboy was like, sit.
He gave him a little warning shot.
Right there. He's had a warning shot. Exactly right.
He's like, don't you touch anything.
Cowboy, cool dog. Never tried to bite me. He knows it's cool. Mm-hmm. He knows it's cool. All right, so what are you doing for the rest of the summer? Because I really don't know. It's not in my notes.
I'm out with Dirk Spentley and Cole Swindle.
Oh, Mr. Swindle?
Oh, Swindell.
Cole Swindell.
I call him Cole Swindle.
So you're on the What the Hell tour.
I'm on the What the Hell tour.
Oh, that's going
to be. All the way to September.
Are you going to survive this?
Yeah.
You sure? You had to think about it, though.
Yeah.
That's some crazy stuff.
And then I'm doing my headlining tour for the fall.
Oh, awesome. Mm-hmm. What kind of places are you playing? Like Southern California?
Midwest because of routes of next year that I can't talk about.
Oh, okay. See? There's
next
more
year,
things.
I'm 2019 is open.
19? Okay, we'll book you then.
Yeah.
All right.
Just saying, 2019 is open, but 2018 is pretty full.
All right, we understand. And you got a pretty full day today.
Yeah.
I'm very excited to see you on that big old stagecoach stage tonight.
That's going to be awesome.
I plan on being done with my show, and if I'm not, I don't care. I'm going to leave anyway. My friend John Party's on that stage.
Yeah.
I'm going up there.
What else
show?
You need to talk to after me, huh?
You're exactly, you know what?
Right.
You're exactly right.
Dirk Spentley, that guy.
Oh, yeah, him. I do have to talk to him.
Oh.
You know what?
You should talk about me the whole time.
I'm going to.
We will.
I got to do that. And plus, I'll put in a good word for you because you're going to be hanging with the guy until 2019. Something like that.
To September.
Well, all of this year. September. Yeah. All right. Well, good. I'll put in a good word for you. I think that you'll be fine.
And talk to him about flying.
Yeah. Are you the one who's trying to mooch flights off him?
No.
No? You are, though.
I mean, if he offers, I don't ask him.
Okay. Do you want me to ask him for you?
No. We're got a full like flight. That. He's got taken care of his band.
Okay. All right.
But if the plane is empty, they offer it. They're always like, hey, the plane's empty. Do you want to fly? And I was like, well, hell yeah, I want to fly on the plane. Not even get in there. And it was so cool. I flew with Dirks in the band. And it was literally like getting in the car, starting it up, and just taking off. And it was so cool. And Dirks was flying. And like I got to sit in the cockpit and just like it was on autopilot. And I just kind of sat up there with him. And like it was like we were sitting around a campfire. And like we were just talking about things we never talked about before. And like that's like his place where he like, I just know that's his like favorite place to be.
Aww.
So wow. It's really cool.
But no drunk on a plane in the cockpit.
No. He's a smart guy.
I know.
And he's a great guy, too.
That's the thing
Dirks.
About pilots. They're really anal retentive. Like, nothing gets by them.
I just don't think they want to, mess up and lose that opportunity to be up in the air.
No, you cannot mess up. A friend of mine used to fly planes and helicopters, and I rode with him in both. And he didn't tell me until I got in the plane. He's like, oh, I really like the plane so much better. He goes, because a helicopter, you have 2 seconds to react. With the plane, you have 18. It's like... Mm. Okay. Well, I'm not comfortable with either one of those amount of seconds, but if it works for you, then I'll stay out of that damn helicopter. I'll get that plane with you anytime.
I like helicopters.
Yeah, I did too. 2 seconds I did. Mm-hmm. Just saying. Keep it in mind.
Well, that's all right.
All right. So, Heartache on the Dance Floor.
Yeah.
Is a party on the dance floor, even though it's not the party on the dance floor, but it is John Party. Did I get all of that right?
I think so.
It's because I haven't broken into the vodka.
Vodka's kicking in.
It will be soon.
Oh man,
our good friend John Party, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you.